community through the arts, that will be interactive stuff. You'll get to see balloons, face painting, art, all different kinds of things, and how that was unpackaged. This whole entire, I've done this now for 8 years. So at 8 years, we have a team of people that we take out with our School of Ministry, and they go out, and then they're going into like story hour time at the library. They're going into community and region. So that's where you get to learn about what drama or dance or art can do in transforming that area. And then creativity connections. Come and get connected with people who work and minister in the arts. Find those who share your heart and dreams. Learn from others experienced in your art form or media. And there'll be tables centering on the different visual, performing, and other creative art forms where you can connect with others and share your passion. And so that's going to be fun for you to connect. Some of you are artists and you're saying, I want to connect with other artists while I'm here. You get to. Some of you are into drama. I really want to connect with others that are, I mean, who else is doing it in revival? Amen. So connect. This is a time for you to connect. Those of you that are photographers, those of you that are dancers, this is your time. Isn't this exciting stuff? So again, this is a smorgasbord. These are interactive times. You can come for as long as you want. All right? So look at those. Check those out. Make sure that you do them because we want to give you the whole enchilada. We want everything. Are you guys excited? Yeah. I told you it's not an ordinary school. Here are the grounds that you can look at. And then there's also creative art testimony in there. You can look at that. And then the evaluation, which you're going to be filling out for the last day. And then, thank you so much, Diane. And then Bethel Church Area Visitor Map. That's for you in case you want to know about restaurants and so forth like that. So that's your packet of wonderful information. Pretty exciting stuff, huh? That's a slew of information. Anybody feel like, okay, wow, I get to do a lot of things. I want to encourage you because so many times, I know for me, and this is my journey, I came to the Lord and I really wanted to do the stuff. How many of you felt that way too? How many people do I have that just want to like do the stuff, want to see people get transformed, see people get healed? And so, you know, we followed the Wimber Trail and got involved there and saw so many people get healed, my husband and I, my family, and I was involved pastoring there. And then we planted our own church in Huntington Beach. And of course, I wanted the whole enchilada, so I started doing rap dancing. I know, I'm not going to break a move right here. And I've